just talking about love. This word love we hear from everybody. But what is love? God is love. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. We are also love personified. Love is innate in our soul. It radiates. It should have come in contact with the over-self. It is called God, Paramatma. This has overflowed further, boost it would have got, and overflowed with love. Instead of contacting our soul with God, you see, we are contacting our soul with the soul and soul bodies. When you attach to the body, that is called as attachment. Love is one which just overflows in you and you forget yourself. This is a criterion to differentiate love from attachment. This love is spoken of in scripture. So as a rule, our soul should love God. God resides in every heart. That's the controlling power. If it is liberated from mind, matter and outgoing faculties, this will go up to the very source from which it has emanated. Light a candle, the flame will go up. Even you upturn it, even then the flame will go up. Soul, love of the soul will go up to the over-self. If it remains attached, you see, with the body in outgoing faculties, that is no love, that is attachment. That's the difference between the two. To love God, who we have not seen, is not possible. Unless you go up to that level. So while remaining in the body, you would like to love God, then what you have to do? You must rise above body consciousness. Or come in contact with where? To somebody in whom that God power is manifest, whose soul overflows with love and intoxication. So, that will never always look into the eyes of the Master. Eyes are the windows of the soul. In whatever color it is imbued, our soul is imbued, that very radiation will affect us. If the soul is imbued with love and intoxication of God, it will just become receptive to his soul through his eyes. Then you will have boost. You will forget your body. If the love keeps you in the body and tied to the body, that is no love, that is called attachment. That is a very fine difference, you see, between the two. We speak of love everywhere. To love God, well, soul is of the same essence, the drop of the ocean of all consciousness that resides in every heart. We are all brothers and sisters in God. And that very controlling power resides in every heart. If you look from that level, then there is no attachment. You are just hearing about one instance. Well, Moses, God met Moses and told him, look here, I was very bent down with fever and I was very sick, lying in bed, and you did not care for me. He said, hey God, how can you be sick? Yes, I was sick. You see, where? Because that man, my, who loved me, you never went to just serve him and ask him why we are old. So had you loved him, you would have done service to him, loved no service and sacrifice, then I would have been served, really. Twice the night in every heart, you see. Now you find we have love, what we call love, but it's no love, it is attachment. For one reason or the other, maybe the outer, some purposes, selfish motives in view, for the outer outgoing faculties. We drag you, others are dragged into yourself and keep you in the body. That is a very fine difference I'm speaking about attachment and love. When you love God can be can have a boost, you see, overflow by coming in contact with the soul of somebody who is imbued with the love of God. That love will drag you up. You'll forget your body, you see, and environment. The master saying, when I see the master, you see, I become, what you say, no intellect, I forget all intellect, all I could, cognition, all body and environment, when I look at him, you see, that is love. Any love which you call love and keeps you in the body, that is no love, that is attachment. The love which, when you look into the eyes of somebody, that drags you up into the soul, and you forget your body, that is the criterion of what love is, you see. So that is why I always advise, don't look into the eyes of others. That's the way on which this lust attacks us, you see. We are attacked by lust through eyes. If you look in the eyes of others who are just imbued with lust or other lower things, you will have the same effect, radiation. Always look to the feet of everybody. Only manifest the God in men where you look into it, you will get better. I mean, just lift. Otherwise you will go down. I remember an instance in the life of Ramana, you see, Lord Rama. Sita was abducted by Ramana. So on the way, her arm and hand fell down on the ground. So Rama went in search of the bride. On the way he found some ornaments. And his younger brother was there, Lakshman, called Lakshman. He told him, would you recognize these are the ornaments of your sister-in-law, you see, elder brother's wife? No, that I don't know. I only can recognize the ornaments which are worn on the feet of my wife, not on the head. Just see the highest criterion of morality. He could recognize only the ornaments which the wife of Rama, Sita, wore on the feet, not on the head. From these we can just draw some lesson, you see. Always look to the feet of the others. You will never be attacked by lower impulses. If at all you have to look to the interior eyes of the Master who is imbued with the love of God. You stop. Otherwise, you will go down. And the only criterion is there, as I told you. If you look into the eyes, forget your body and everything, that is love. If you are attached to the body, maybe as the Master or anybody, you will go down. There's danger of going down. If the other body is strong, then you can be saved. Otherwise, he will ask you to do. I'm giving you a very fine difference, which is not given in books. And most of us, what you say, we separate from the right goal. So love is within you. When it is concentrated, then love overflows. When it comes in contact with the old self, God, it still further overflows. Just like there's a pipe. There are so many holes, and the water is flowing through the pipe. Drop by drop it falls out through those holes. If you close all the holes and let remain one open, then the water will shoot forth from that hole. See? So our soul is now, you see, under the control of mind. It is our soul, our love is distributed in so many ways. In our body, to our children, to our money, your name is faith. So you withdraw your attention from all outside things and direct only one way out. The door lying at the back of the eyes, which is called the tenth door. Or come in contact by concentration with the soul of somebody which is imbued with the love of God, you will have a boost. So this is what is love. You can always use this criterion, how you find yourself. Love of God resides in every heart. In a sense, if they are already the controlling power, then love for all humanity. For the sake of that love is no attachment, you see. You are always free. By looking at the faces of others, you will go up, forget the world. Now when you look to others, you are attached there. That is no love. So this love is not, comes up as a result of your eat and drink, you see. It is already in your soul, innate in your soul. If you concentrate yourself, that love will rise, overflow. These are very delicate points which are not touched in detail in the book. So always avoid looking into the eyes of others. If at all you have to look into the eyes of the Master only. That will save you from many hazards. You come to the satsang for the sake of the Master, not for others. To have a little development. This is a practical school, I tell you. To have these things. These you can have only when you come in contact direct with the soul which is emanates through, which is imbued with the love of God. That will give you the same effect. If he is imbued, that is you get color of that, you see, that intoxication you will have. So love is love, which when you have that, you forget your body is out of the environment. And your natural, just like the candle goes up to the source of the all like sun, up, even you put it overturned. The same way you are all the way by looking to the men of the earth, to the eyes. Those people, from the level of the soul, if you see, then you will have a boost. Otherwise, you will go down. Such a man, you see, Emerson says, when he looked to the people, all others, I see this love of the God shining through their eyes. You see from that level, not from the level of the outgoing faculty of the body. So, this love, you see, through love only we can know God. Those who do not know love cannot know God. This is what is meant by love. We take love for attachment, and that is no love. Attachment is no love. That is misfit love. The love of conscious entity should come in contact with all conscious God. Such a love, even if you are doing outward penance or any, you see, methods of your worship, if you always think of that, then you are saved. Otherwise, you are stuck on. So love God. God resides in every heart. Love all those bodies in which that, for the sake of the soul and the whole and the controlling power that keeps that soul in those bodies, not the body itself. Then you are saved. If you serve others from the same level, then that is service of God. So all masters say, then Guru says, understand ye all, whether you are belong to one religion or the other. Those who have true love, their body is used the true love. Love and true love. That means love which is misfit, that's called attachment, and true love means real love. God is love, and through love alone you can know God. This is a very delicate point, you see. They touch in books, not given in detail, like that. Now you can judge daily, from your own, whether you are really having love. Such love will give you love for all, but not attachment. So really, the love overflows when you come in contact with some soul, which is already and abrogated, I would say, with the love of God. That won't leave you in the body, attached to the body, but forget your body. Once Christ was sitting in a multitude. Somebody told him, "Here your mother coming at your back. Oh, all these are my mothers and brothers." You find, you know the level from which he was talking? Mothers, sisters and brothers come from the level of the body. He said, "All these are my brothers and sisters." Tenth Guru, when his four sons were just martyred, mother, his wife came up, "Where are my children?" "So, four have been sacrificed for the sake of the thousands of living people." This is love, you see it? Ye prema. Try to understand something. When you understand, right understanding will give you right thoughts. And right thoughts will give you right speech. And right speech will give you right action. This is what is called love. Really examine yourself where you stand. This self-introspection diary is meant for that purpose, you see, for various ways. To enable you to withdraw from outside, come within your own self and see the world over from that level, not from the level of the body. Let me be more clear now. Sometimes you see somebody loves master. Others begin to love him, you see, for the sake of the master, but that very man stands in the way of the master. You see, instead of turning your love for the master, your love is turned to that man. From the level of the soul, if you love, that's all right. You won't be attached. Otherwise, that stands in the way of the man concerned with love, and that love should have gone to master. That stands in the way. Both fall into the ditch. That who loves and those who stand in the way. This is the general, I think, failure most of the people get. They think you only to love somebody who loves master, that is love of master. Well, if you do it from the level of the soul, that's all right. But you are attached to the body, you know. These are very delicate points, you see. Not given in books, I tell you. But these little things we are led away from the world. They try to understand and live up to it. Very few days, your practice will give you more result, better result than others. So yesterday I was talking about how love deteriorates into attachment. Yesterday, you see. So love is an essence of the soul. It has to be contacted with the over-self. To have profuse love, you see, overflowing love. When it is attached to bodies, outer attachments, environments, then that is deteriorated. And is called attachment. Yesterday it was explained how we, on the way to God, we are stopped on the way and we, instead of going to the right direction, we have our way to the downward position. Today is not what is love and how it is deteriorated, but how the love should be exercised. It is already in us. We are also love personified, being a drop of the ocean of all love. So this love should go, as I told you yesterday, with God. Or if you have not seen God, the human soul which is overflowing with the love of God. Now, for example, if you see some advocate, naturally you remember courts and cases going on in the courts, isn't it? When you see the form of air, then advocate, you naturally remember courts and cases going on in the courts. When you see a doctor, then naturally your attention is diverted to medicines and sick people or hospitals. So similarly, when you see some man who is on the way, when you see him, naturally your attention is just directed to the field of work he is doing. So master is one, or the saint is one who is laborer, you see, in the harvest of God, you see. Harvest is merit, laborers are wanted. But think of you, always think of nothing that comes up itself. So when you think of a master as a prototype of God on earth, a manifested God in him, only then the God, true remembrance will be overflowed within you. This is what is meant by what he was reading. So generally, you see, when you think of animal consciousness, you forget your own self. So I spoke of one image of Guru Nanak. He was weighing out some free wheat in a shop where he was inclined. So he began 1, 2, 3, 4 times. He had to give 13 pounds of something, which he was weighing out. When they reached the 12, and he came to the word 13, 13 word in Hindi means dying. I am dying. He was intoxicated. He went on repeating, I am dying, I am dying, I am dying, weighing out all the grains over there. You see? So this is, you see, those who got love for God. Naturally, you see anything, that love is overflowed. So in that case, such a disciple becomes what you say, absorbed in the Master. As St. Paul said, it is I live not, now I Christ live to me. Even all of the saints in other countries also had the same thing. He says, my breast, my inner self is so much overflowing with my Master that I have forgotten myself, who is he? He is alive. The same expression given by almost everybody, of course, in their own language. Their mode of expression may be little different, but they say the same thing. So such like love, when you see a Master, don't see God in him. That is true love of the Master. True love of God too. Just as I gave you an example just now, when you see an advocate, naturally remembrance of the course comes in, you see. When you see a doctor, naturally remembrance of hospitals and sick people and things arises. Similar when you see a saint, then you naturally remember God. Because he's a prototype of remembrance of God. He's overflowing with the love of God. So when you, Maulana Rumi says, when you accept a Master, well, you accept God and the Prophet in him both. If you read a book, if you read the preface gives in digest form what is in the book, in few pages. Whole book, after reading what you follow, you understand that you can follow from the preface before it. That gives a very digest of the whole thing, what is done with the book. Similarly, when you see a Master, you just read the preface of the whole God, you see. This is an example to show, when you meet a Master, you meet a God in him. Totally. Such like God in man is met only with the grace of God. Who you want to contact, you see. You are just finding, after finding him, you see. So such like remembrance gives you true love of God. As you think, so you become. The very appearance of him reminds you. As a compass, you see, when you even shake it, even it need to go to the north, always. So in worldly affairs, in everything, you always have the sweet memories of God. To look at the Son of Man, overflowing with the love of God, is to meet the God. Like Christ, as I told you, say, who has seen me has seen my Father. So this is the true state of affairs. Of course, all graduates are not graduates. You see, all the so-called masters are not masters. Then how to recognize? The only criterion with us is who can give you some experience to raise you above the body level for a while, give you something to talk. Outward propaganda, for or against, outward anything, Vijnanins and Papaginda and this and that, that you can do by very easy methods, by paying also and other things too. You may find some 5, 6, 10 people, or they go around and have your salary and go proclaim our master is God and this and that, and not that, you see. So such a master is met with the grace of God, who is pining after God within his own self. The God is within you. He makes all such arrangements to bring you in contact with God. Which God? Which is manifested at some human pole, because the teacher of a man is a man. Yes? So such like now, you see, when you see a master, you remember God, not his face, not his coat, not anything, not any. He says, where is that Almarina, in which room? And where is that room? Just think how much, how absorbed he was in the master, that while living in there, he did not know Almarina in which room. These are some examples to show. Such like love is the paramount love, I would say. And such like just transfuses you into him. You see, you say, I live, no, not I. So such like we should have. The love of Master is love of God. If you worship God, when you worship Master, now the question arises, two Masters and another Master. There are so many Masters. But the only criterion lies in the fact that he is able to give you something to stop. Not mere repetition of certain things or performing certain outward methods of worship, not in me. Just give him a boost, a little above rising, for a while, some capital to start with, maybe little or more. That depends on the background of each one. But everybody must get. Even the blind men should get. They do get. When they go for anything, even now, in this, at Amritsar, Jalandhar, there was a man who was blind. One man came from Amritsar. He was initiated half, and then he stood up and said, I would like to be clear of many doubts, require you, take time and clear out. So he left after half. Then he met me in the evening. Then I told him, well, you forget all your learning for a while. I told him, come to Jalandhar, sit for a while. As a child, did you know nothing? He got the best experience. Then he put a question, well, it is daytime, like maybe due to the light outside. Why has a blind man with you? He sees the light. So it is inner light, you see. And the light of the world, whosoever shall come to me, shall never walk in darkness. This is all Master says. When you meet a Sadguru, you see light inner and out. When that is dwelt, you also see outside, that will inside. So, you know today's subject, how to love God, Master, or the God. Love of God is manifested in Master. All qualifications in God are in a miniature scale in the Master, because he is a reflection of that. He is a prototype of God on earth. I am speaking about the true Master, the word true comes in now. You see, beware of the false Masters. That's what Christ said, they come as what lambs like, and they are what you say, wolves in that form. So all of them, there have been two Masters. There have been many such like people also come who pose as Masters. But they cannot give an experience. Where is it? Where is it? Sometimes some reaction in the past do come up. But they do know where to go for them. I have seen such like people who had a reaction in the past. They used to begin to see light. And they were just teaching them for eyes or brain. Because they didn't know what is what. So Christ is love of God, you see, what you say, can be overflowed within you when you love the Master, the God in him. That's all. That's by radiation too. That further, as I told you, by direct coming in of the soul with the soul in him, imbued with the love of God. How that is deteriorated, that was the subject yesterday. So we have to be on the guard, you see. See how you find. Just see this company, somebody in whose company remembers God is most. Somebody wrote to me in one letter, are you a God? I tell him, no, the God is me, not I. You see? You take me as a brother, as a friend, as your elder, and say to see, you get something, see him inside too, then you may say anything you like, but what I think, I'm a son of man. That's all I can say. Two state of affairs is like that. And no master had ever said so. So, let the love of God be not deteriorated into attachment. Be under God, you see.
Good evening, and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you listened to was two morning talks, Love versus Attachment, and How to Love God. They were given on January 4th and 5th, 1968, at Sawan Ashram. Our reader tonight is Eric Love. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Christine. God bless you.
Thank you.
And Master's love and blessings to everyone here tonight. I'll be reading a talk called Harmony. You can find it February 1975, Satsandesh. Harmony. Question. Could you tell us what we should do to promote harmony throughout all of our groups? Master. First of all, we should forgive and forget the past. That is the foremost necessity. As I told you in my talk last night, many misunderstandings creep up. And the majority of them are due to hearing through the ears of others and seeing through the eyes of others. Take it as if they had not told you. Then you will be all right. Whatever has been done, if it is at all true that it happened, cannot be mended now. We have to forget. I tell you, the man who can forget is a very strong man. The majority of men cannot forgive. Forgiveness requires a very big heart. How can those who do not like to forgive others expect forgiveness from God? We wish that we would be forgiven. We pray for that. Is it not so? He will forgive us only if we forgive others too. If we don't forgive the God in others, how can the God who is there in others forgive us? Do you see? The first thing is to forgive. Not only to forgive, but to forget. Start afresh. And in the future, don't believe what others say. Others say what they have heard or seen. Unless you see something through your own selves or hear it with your own ears, don't believe it. If somebody tells you something unbecoming, know that a man has different moods. We are not perfect. If we have love for others, that very love beautifies even the worst of things. You have to see from that level. That is the only way. This is what should be done about the past. As for the future, You have to start your slate afresh. Many little things are already embedded in your mind. When someone says, oh, yes, it must be like that, you see it through the smoky glasses of many things already lying within you. So the first thing I would say is to forgive and forget. And along with that, keep your diaries. Introspect your day-to-day life. Enter any infirmities on your part in your diaries and try to weed them out. This is the outward thing. The other is to devote regular time to the meditation practices. For these together will work wonderfully. If you sit by a fire, all cold will be gone. If you come in contact with the light and sound principle, naturally all infirmities will leave you. That is its effect. Some infirmities will go by outer self-introspection, and others will leave you by coming in contact with the God power within. In this way, you will grow in love. When love overflows, everything becomes new to us. And we will also have more progress from within. One thing which is still more important than all of these is to know that we are working for one common cause. As I told you last night, we have been brought into a relationship that can never end or break, even after death. We are grateful. We have the man body. We are grateful we have some experience to start with on the way. And we are more grateful that we have been linked in such a relationship that can never be broken. If anyone who is related to you, for instance, your child, slaps you in the face, what would you do? Would you kill him? You would simply say, all right, he is ignorant, that's all. When all of you are working for one common cause before you, the more one can do, the better. The more each man can do, the more he will be respected by others. But mind that there should not be any egoistic feeling in what you do, that you are the greater man. Take the word world, WORLD. If you eliminate the L from it, what remains? It is word. The word is God. If you eliminate yourself, the thought that you are doing it, you are God's. You become the mouthpiece of God. I think if you put this into practice for 2 or 3 months, you will find a radical change. If you eliminate yourself, the thought that you are doing it, you are God's. You become the mouthpiece of God. Sometimes there is this spirit, well, I know more. I am more important. We are important insofar as God works through us. We are working all for Him. There is no need of caring whether anybody is watching you work or not. Be true to Him. He is within you. I think that in a very short time you will see for your own selves. You will grow more in love. If another man can do more, or if anybody comes up to help you, the more fortunate you are. There is no question of possession or domination. These are very simple things that I think all of you know already. I'm not telling you anything new. First of all, we should forgive. We may have little daily dyings. Such and such a man told me that he thinks of me like that. That prepossessed idea is already within you, and you judge everything that happens with those smoky glasses. I think this will give you progress from day to day. You will find more love, and we should have confidence and trust in all those who are on the way. You can also have trust in others, for there are good people everywhere. But God knows you are selected to be good people. I remember an event in the time of the third guru, of the Sikhs, Guru Amar Das. A man who was initiated was giving his small child a bath in the river. And somebody came running up to him and said, "Master wants you." What did he do? He left the child right where it was and ran to the master. The others asked him, "What are you doing? Your child will drown." "Oh, my brother is with him," he answered. We should have such like trust and confidence in one another. When we are all working for the same cause, what more is wanted? Don't look from the individual angle of vision. We have to look from the angle of vision we have been given. But this can develop only when we have no evil thought about anybody else. Even if what anybody else does not harm you, it harms you only when you take it for yourself. It so happened that somebody came up to Lord Buddha and began calling him names, like anything. Sometimes you find such opposition comes up because there are rivals or parties. He came in the evening and he went on his way into the night. Went on this way into the night. When a man is in an angry mood, he forgets everything all around him. It got dark. Then he thought, "Oh, it's getting dark. I have to go back." As he was turning away, Buddha told him, "Well, look here, dear friend. Yes. What do you have to say? Look here. If somebody brings you a present, and the person for whom he has brought it does not accept it, with whom does that present remain?" "Well, naturally with the one who has brought it." "Well, whatever present you have brought me, I do not accept it." These are the lessons we learn from the lives of great men. I have been very fond of reading biographies ever since I was a student. You'll find there is something in each great man. We have to just follow in their footsteps. I tell you, to reach God is not difficult, but to make a man is difficult. We are all on the way to perfection. Some 10%, some 20%, some 40%. But we are not yet perfect. But we have to be perfect as our Father is in heaven. That is our goal. And God loves all, even those who call him. Is it not so? If you want to realize the God in you, you should also do the same. I think this is the way. I have told you no new thing, but we should start with a clean heart. What is past is past. It should be forgotten. First forgiven, and then forgotten. Even in forgiving, we say, oh, I have already forgiven you. Why should I forgive you again? This was put to Master Jesus. He was asked, what should we do to forgive others? How many times should we forgive them? What do your scriptures say? 7 times. Jesus said, I say forgive him 70 times 7. This scripture is not only meant for reading or ruminating over, it is to be learned. Whatever you learn should become part and parcel of your life. You will change like anything. I think that you have put a very good question. I already gave you a hint yesterday that it is all up to us. If Mr. So-and-so is there, or you are there and Mrs. So-and-so is also there, A, B, C, or D is there, they are working for the cause of the Master. And there may be little flaws here and there, but if we look from the angle of love, we will see that everybody is doing his best in his own way. One thing more. We should learn appreciation of others. If you learn even that much, I think it will sweep away all the dirt. It won't add any more dirt to it. Anyway, whatever little a man does, appreciate it. If he does more, appreciate it still more. Appreciation, I think, will save you from adding more trouble, more dirt to your mind. We don't appreciate others, I tell you. We all say, I have done the most. What I can do, nobody else can do. When that I-hood enters, it spoils the whole show. A little poison added, even to something sweet, will kill you. So again, it is not difficult to reach God, but it is difficult to make a man. It takes time. The man body is the golden opportunity we have. And we can do it. Each man can change. There is hope for everybody. Every saint has his past and every sinner a future. A man who is now reading in the MA class or has a PhD was once reading in the primary class. And a man who is now reading in the primary class gets the same help and guidance, he too can get the same degree. We should look at everybody from his level. If you have an MA or higher degree and you think, oh, why does he not do as I am doing? That involves some condescension. These things little by little add up and give the mind unrest. They also drive away every iota of love within you. Forgive and forget. Have appreciation for whatever anyone does. Do work for the sake of the common cause we have formed. Don't feel that others do less. Why not do your best? Each one should do his best and have appreciation for one another. I think this would be a very good ground for your meditation too. These small thoughts vibrate. If you strike a small wire, it will continue vibrating for some time. Every little thought vibrates. That is why, for some reason or another, our meditations are sometimes not good. You will remain a man outwardly. Master is a man like you. He has only two eyes, not four, you see. He passes through the world and becomes an example for others too. He does not have four hands or four feet for walking, but he has developed inwardly. You can also develop this way with proper help and guidance. Someone here asked the people in the back of the room if they can hear, which the master says, I don't give lectures, you see. I give heart-to-heart talks, questions. There are three beautiful children outside, and they're waiting for days to see you. Can I bring them in? Master, surely, oh yes, bring them in. Supper, little children, come unto me. They are the budding hopes of the coming generation, the budding hopes. Question. Master, give us that parable about bending the elbows again, would you please? The parable goes that God, Vishnu, who provides for the world, the same God, but the aspect that is demarcated for a certain function, invited all the good and bad people, the gods and demons. They prepared a very big banquet for them. The food was laid out and seats were arranged for everyone. They sat all together. Naturally, in events of this kind, the host has to say something. He said, all my dear friends, I welcome you. But there is one condition I have made, and that is when you eat your food, do not bend your arms. Of course, only when you bend your arm will the food reach your mouth, not otherwise. It is all for you. Enjoy it. These people who were called the bad, had not developed. The demons racked their brains and thought, well, what are we to do? How are we to reach our mouths? They could not find any solution. They said, perhaps we have been simply ridiculed, and they left the place. But the others who were still there said, there must be something in it. So those who are developed do not say anything unnecessarily. When you hear something from them, there is some meaning in it, something in it. We should try to understand. So they came to the conclusion, yes, there is something very good. All right, we won't bend our arms. We will simply take the food and stretch out our arms to feed the other. If you stretch out your hands, it will reach my mouth. My hands will reach your mouth. This is a parable from which we have to learn. We only want to feed our own selves. If you would make others eat, make others happy, then I think all would be happy. There could be nobody who would remain unhappy. Share with others. This is given in all scriptures. They laid down the law of tithing, that is, giving something for the good of all the people. Some start with 1/40 until everything is given away for God. If we learn to share with others, there will be no feeling of otherness. What is causing all the trouble? One brother is rich, the other is poor. This one has been killed. The other is going hungry. Another does not care. I told some governors I met during this tour that all the problems of the government will be solved. I told them, look here, you have been given custody of certain people under you. Look after their convenience to the best you can. Have love of service. service of humanity is service to God. God has entrusted you with them. No matter what the number of people your country has, let them be served. You are responsible to God for that. If one country has more people than it can manage, let the people of other countries manage to provide for them or transfer them to their country. Everything can be solved. And in two or three cases, they did change. We should think that whatever we have, others certainly have the same right. In our dominating spirit, we simply spoil the show just for a little I-hood. The I should be, the L should be eliminated from the word world. And the word world will remain. These things are given in our scriptures. But we simply ruminate and go on devouring anything. Not taking anything to heart and making it part and parcel of our lives. When I was young, I used to read my scriptures of the Sikhs. It is a very voluminous book covering over 1,400 pages, big size. And I think there are hundreds and hundreds of hymns in it. I used to read only one hymn and then put it down in writing. I considered that it was the lesson given to me for the day. I read it once, twice, four times, all throughout the day, and sometimes for 2 days. If we read scriptures that way, I think we will change. We simply read them, then forget what was written there. We listen to a talk, and on the same day, we forget that what the subject of that talk was. We should first learn wholeheartedly by attending wholeheartedly and then grasp the meaning and make it a part and parcel of our lives. The food which is digested will give you strength. The food which is not digested, it will create some disease, some ferment in the body. This is what has to be done. Everybody knows what is best, but we simply learn and forget. Don't learn anything to be forgotten. Learn one thing and then other things will follow. Learn to love and everything will be all right. Service will follow. Sacrifice will follow. Everything will follow. Love always knows giving. One who loves won't eat. He will give to others. A mother won't eat, even if she has to take the morsel out of her own mouth and give it to the child. Similarly, make the point in your life definite. The other things will follow. Be truthful. If you always tell the truth, who you are, what you are doing now, what you were doing last night, naturally, if you were doing anything wrong, you will be shamed. You will try not to do it again. Similarly, if you digest one thing and make it part and parcel of your life, you will change. I think so many of you know so much, perhaps in many cases, more than I do intellectually. But the difference is only that you have not digested it, that's all. The leaders are dear to me, as you are. But if they have any difficulties in their work, we can have a heart-to-heart talk. It is only because you have some practical difficulties bothering you. This is what I suggested in the very beginning in 1995. that all representatives who were chosen should lay their heads together at regular intervals so as to see what difficulties are, what the difficulties are, and if they can be any solution to them. If all of you sit together and love each other, it will be a very good example for others. If you don't meet with any other person and you are talking too highly about your own self and denouncing others, that is a very bad name on the movement. You follow me? The one whom you remember, whom you love, is never forgotten, even in your dreams. So love so much that even in dreams you see him. Even in your deep, sound sleep, you may be giving out the same thing. Out of the abundance of the heart, a man speaks. That's all. So, a talk called Harmony. You can find it February 1975, Sat Sandesh. I'll end there, and thank you, Master, for giving us this wonderful opportunity to come together and have satsang.
Thank you, Eric, for reading Master's beautiful words to us. There were 55 participants at tonight's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and thank you, Master, for bringing us together to receive your divine guidance and blessings.
So we have to decide what we want at heart of ours. Are we here only for the worldly things? Are we here only for the name and fame of the world? Are we here only to have things of the other world or heaven? Are we really after only emancipation from birth and death? A real lover wants none of them, you see. He wants God and God alone.